to you by Stanbic Bank.
Time is 8 hours. We're in the third and final hour of the Phoenix Breakfast. I did mention we've got two guests coming through. My first guest is already here, and she's got a brand new song out. We were talking about it just earlier this week. We received a number of comments in relation to the song. Great feedback about the song. And yeah, it's a beautiful one. It's titled Buera, and it's something by Celia Mianda featuring Moto. And here's a song in case you haven't heard it yet. And we've got the artist behind the song, Celia, in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Jumuega.
How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Hey, we got you up early on a good Friday, on a holiday.
Real. My body aches. But then I was like, I gotta do this.
Are you a morning person?
No, I'm not.
Really?
I'm a night owl.
So what time does your day typically start?
11.
Really?
Yeah.
But you do radio, right?
Yes, but I do radio at 12.
Ah.
So 11, pajani, makale wangu, shorts, taso korogana PC.
And you're in the studio.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful song.
Thank you.
And you're not only showing your vocal ability, but even just the fact that you are able to speak different languages, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about creating the song, the creative process. Creating the song, what was it like?
It was birthed from a conversation I had with the featured artist Moto.
Mm-hmm.
I had gone to the studio, Kulwene King Nachi, and then Power Cut, and then we were just seated talking in the dark, and we were going through the most relationship wise. So we were both in shambles, just talking about relationships, and then we reached the conclusion, Kuti, if only people came as they were, like the way they call us to church, Kuti, come as you are, mm-hmm. and then God is going to begin to transform you, is the same way that people should come to relationships, like show everything, all your red flags, all your, I'm a jealous person, I'm a this, I'm a that, but I'm also a very lovey-dovey person. Like if you show everything in totality of who you are, it's going to be much... relationships could last much longer than just, oh, I'll bring you flowers, I'll bring you this, and then much later you realize, oh, this guy is actually a narcissist. So, because like these are my skeletons, perhaps relationships could work that way. And also, the concept now was birth, Kuti. If you show me that part of you, I will welcome you into my life, because at the end of the day, love is a decision. So you get to decide to love even the shadows of the person.
So you say this was based off a true story?
Yeah, I still have the conversation in my phone.
Really?
It was so profound,
uh-huh.
I had to record it when we were talking.
Did the person who inspired this, like, hit
it
you?
It was the both of us.
Okay.
We were in the same room when we were talking.
Oh, okay. But like, was it based off like individual personal story?
Yes, it was.
But then, so like for your individual personal story, like was the person that inspired this? Have they reacted to this?
No, because I don't think the person even knows.
Really?
Yeah.
If I'm an ex, I'm probably thinking like, hey, this me. That's the problem when you date artists, you know. Yeah. That your voice notes will be on a song, or your story is going to be shared in a song.
Oh.
But at least you made it relatable, right?
Real.
And Molto, very, very, very talented as well. Mm-hmm. You had great chemistry, very simple video as well.
Yeah.
I love that. Let's talk about even just conceptualizing that, keeping it very simple.
So the initial idea for the video was a coffee date. Mm-hmm. First date, you're telling each other all your shadows.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the idea behind the video, but we didn't find a coffee table. So we're like, you know what, we're mm-hmm. just going to put it down. And then Rico Jamal added some boxes and the lamps just to make it a little more alive. And I stole the coffee set from my mom's thing. Because you know how adults are. They're like, ah, mama, guy, also I agree to acquire. It's mm-hmm. like, bro, mm-hmm. you're not even using them. Let me just get them as props. So everything else from this, from scratch, it was, we were all hands on.
Mm-hmm.
Me, Moto, and Rico Jamal, and we just made it work.
Yeah.
And some things were just spontaneous right on set.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, online, I'm still adjusting to this whole thing of making songs so short. Like I get the idea behind it, but like the song is so good.
But play it again.
But it's so short.
Play it again.
And that's the whole idea, right? For people to play it again, eh?
Yeah.
But I can imagine because you probably have a number of things you want to say, mm. and you're enjoying the creative process,
mm.
but you limit yourself to make it short. How do you make it happen?
It's not even about like having a replay effect.
Mm-hmm.
Even just our attention span this day and age, it's quite short. There are some people that don't listen to certain artist songs. I'm not going to say names because they are too long. They'll be like, 4 minutes, you don't say yo.
Mm.
Only testimony of Satanism. So the attention span is short these days because of the reels that we watch, because of the TikToks.
Mm.
So nobody wants to sit around listening to a song that's 6 minutes long like it's a worship song.
Mm.
Gone are the days when we had Mirrors by Justin Timberlake. That song is like 8 minutes long.
Mm.
So it's very few people, especially the Gen Zs, that would actually sit down and listen to that whole song.
Yeah.
They even have like a cut version. That's the one that they settle for.
Yeah. Mm. You know, what's interesting about you is that, I mean, there's different versions of you.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's a comedic side, as Vubui. And then, you know, somebody will watch you and listen to you sing. Like, okay, there's this side of her as well. And there's obviously your personal you side.
Right.
How do you manage to also still stand out and show the individual brilliance in each side of you?
For me, I never even look at it like, oh, there's this side of me, there's this side. It's just me.
Mm.
If I'm being woo-wee, that's just, I'm just putting on a mask as a drunk person because I think that I'm just funny.
Mm.
I'm just naturally funny. So it's never, oh, now I have to be this, now I have to be that. It's just, I have to exist, and I'm existing in this capacity right now.
Mm. Mm. So how many languages can you speak?
Ndilambaula jitonga kutinala nde chwemba no mansha kwa tasana accenti wino balance kabati ukula ndandalanda na chinyanja chonse ni malarikira and then na chizungu, but I was trying to learn Spanish as well.
And how's that going?
Chumwega, zako zako kuti, you cannot teach an old dog new tricks.
Really?
It's not easy, but we're getting there. At least I can count.
Like, okay, please count, like up to 10.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, ocho, nueve, diez.
Okay, that was too easy. Maybe you should have said like 50, you know what I mean? It was too easy. But how have you managed to learn that? Like, have you been exposed to like different cultures? Have you lived in different places where you able to learn?
No. I went to a public school. So I met different people that came from different backgrounds. So there's always, when you're mingling, you are learning. And also we have YouTube.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. I've just received a message here from Musa. Says, Kanshini Vubui. So you see, like, it's like, is it the same Vubui? who's speaking like this?
Yeah.